Question 6. This question is about comparing two excerpts of music. You now have 1 minute to read through the question. Here is excerpt 1 for the first time. Remember to tick concepts in column A.
Whisper down the line at 11:39 when the night mail's ready to depart.
Saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? Has he gone to hunt the thimble? We must find him or the train can't start.
All the guards and all the porters and the station master's daughters would be searching high and low.
Saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? For unless he's very nimble, then the night mail just won't go.
At 11:42, with the signal overdue, and the passengers all frantic to a man.
That's when I would appear, and I'd saunter to the rear. I'd been busy in the luggage van.
Then he gave one flash of his glass-rimmed eyes, and the signal went all clear.
They'd be off at last to the northern part of the northern hemisphere.
Here is excerpt 2 for the first time. Remember to tick concepts in column B. Here is excerpt 1 for the second time.
Whisper down the line at 11:39 when the night mail's ready to depart.
Saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? Has he gone to hunt the thimble? We must find him or the train can't start.
All the guards and all the porters and the station master's daughters would be searching high and low. very nimble, then the night mail just won't go. At 11:42, with the signal overdue, and the passengers all frantic to a man, that's when I would appear, and I'd saunter to the rear. I'd been busy in the luggage van. Be off at last to the northern part of the northern hemisphere.
Here is excerpt 2 for the second time. Here is excerpt 1 for the third time.
Whisper down the line at 11:39 when the night mail's ready to depart.
Saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? Has he gone to hunt the thimble? We must find him or the train can't start.
All the guards and all the porters and the station master's daughters would be searching high and low. Saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? For unless he's very nimble, then the night mail just won't go. At 11:42, with the signal overdue, and the passengers all frantic to a man, that's when I would appear, and I'd saunter to the rear. I'd been busy in the luggage van.
Then he gave one flash of his glass green eyes, and the signal went all clear.
They'd be off at last to the northern part of the northern hemisphere.
Here is excerpt 2 for the third time.
Making all us merrier.